Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Okay, let's get it going on this Tuesday. Second date update with Thunder and PT. We've got Patrick who messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. Hey, Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm doing great, except for, for Phoebe. Doing great.
Tell us a little bit about Phoebe. What's going on?
Oh, man. We just seem like a great fit. We're both really active. We both like to go out. It was really, really explosive.
Wow.
First of all, where did the two of you meet, Patrick?
We met at a lounge. We hung out for, I'd say, probably like an hour or so, hour 15, hour 20.
And you obviously, in order to message us, you felt something there. So tell us about that conversation.
The conversation, she looked amazing. She seemed like, from what I could tell, she was really impressed by me.
Okay. And what do you mean exactly by that?
We both like hiking. We're both hardworking people at our day jobs. And, we're both go-getters. And the chemistry was definitely banging.
Hmm. And can you think of anything, Patrick, that might have been a yellow flag, a red flag, a deal breaker from that conversation?
No, not at all. No, okay. Nothing I can think of. A couple of my friends even came by and met us later. But I told her that they'd be dropping by. She was totally cool with it. So it was just like really chill. I liked it.
All right.
So friends came by?
Was that awkward?
No, man. No, not. I'm like really social. I do it all the time. Okay. It's never been a problem.
Okay, so you had friends come by and interrupt the date, or you planned this, but Phoebe was cool with it?
Yeah, everything was cool.
All right. Okay. Well, what we're going to do. Obviously, you haven't heard from Phoebe, Patrick, so we're going to call Phoebe. If she answers and says, yes, I'll talk to you about this first date with Patrick, hopefully we'll get some answers and get you to a second date. How does that sound?
I would love that, guys. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, you stay right there. We are 3 minutes away. The second half of Second Date Update. Cross your fingers. We can work it out for Patrick.
Crossing all of them. Toes as well.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That's next with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We talk about this magic that sometimes happens when two people meet for the first time on a first date, and Patrick felt that way about Phoebe.
We just seem like a great fit. We're both really active. We both like to go out. It was really, really explosive.
But it's been a bit since that first date, and there's been no word back from Phoebe, so let's find out where her interests are when it comes to Patrick.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Phoebe?
This is Phoebe.
Hi. Good morning, Phoebe. Please don't hang up. This is not a sales call or a spam call. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a minute to talk to us this morning about...
Wait, stop. Wait a minute. Who are you again? One of you?
Okay, yeah, okay.
Thunder?
I'll
like a name? Thunder. Yeah.
It's the radio station.
Yeah.
Thunder and PT.
I get it.
It's
okay.
The morning show. Yeah. The Wolf is the radio station. We do the morning show.
Yeah.
Radio. Okay.
Okay, hi.
All right, hi. So we are calling you because we had a gentleman reach out to us named Patrick, and we do a segment called Second Date Update. And he, and this is about people who've not heard back from someone they've gone out on a date with, and we try to kind of figure out the reason why, discover the reason why that is that Patrick hasn't heard back from you in a while, and we're just kind of hoping to get some answers.
Oh, wow. He really just won't give up, Willie.
So I just know it's been a couple weeks since this date, and so he messaged us. So he's obviously tried to contact you.
Okay, yeah. Well, I take you back to the beginning because...
We would love that, yes. Honestly.
Yeah, I kind of met him in a random way. Like, I had a date lined up at a bar a couple weeks ago, and I got stood up.
Oh,
which,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, never fun. So the place was, like, cool looking, and I was like, well, I should at least get some selfies and like get something out of this wasted moment. And Patrick like saw me taking selfies and offered to take some pictures for me, which is nice of him, and we started chatting and hung out for a while.
Okay. Oh wow, so you guys didn't know each other when you met there?
No, he approached me. Okay. And I mean, hey, he seemed nice and he's really cute, so okay. It was a good ego boost after the guy never showed up. Like, who wouldn't want a little attention, right?
Yeah. Okay, so but then and we had a feeling there was a but. So can you tell us what happened?
Yeah. So there is a rather big but. He was lavishing on attention on me, mm-hmm. and then another couple of his friends came. A guy came, and then a little later a girl. And I just assumed they were a couple. She was beautiful. The guy, they just seemed like they were a match somehow. And I found out later, that she was actually Patrick's date.
Oh, God. Well, okay, oh, we had no idea. Yeah. That is super, super
right.
Awkward.
Horrible. Okay. So she came, and she was mostly hanging out with the guy friend, which is partly why I figured they were a couple. And he was chatting with her sometimes, but mostly he left her alone with the friend to chat me up. And then I
told
went to the ladies'
you
room.
I was over.
He followed
and
me
over
in and told me that she was on a date with him.
Okay, all right.
Phoebe, we still have Patrick actually.
Yeah,
Patrick has been listening in. I'm sorry. We forgot to tell you that up front.
But hang tight.
Forgot. But Patrick,
you horrified me because I didn't know you were on a date with another girl until. She came up in the restroom and was asking me if she should just leave, and she was really upset because she said she was supposed to be on a date with you, and she's beautiful, and she was so nice, and I freaked out, and I, like, said a hasty goodbye, and I probably should have told her what was going on because I didn't know, and
yeah,
I felt like a
bad
person.
You left without saying goodbye. Why would you do that?
I did
like,
say goodbye.
Shouldn't.
It was a quick
like,
one.
Everything was so... amazing between us. Like, I really think you should give us another chance.
That's just gross. That's just wrong. She's a beautiful girl. You had a date with her, and you like ditched
her.
You
should definitely go out soon.
Oh, why are you sounding so creepy right now?
Creepy. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to come across creepy. I just thought like.
I mean, what
you're
did you end
amazing.
Up telling her? Like, what did you end up telling that sweet, lovely, beautiful girl who was, like, really upset because she was supposed to be on a date with you?
I thanked her for coming out, but I told her I met someone really special and that I would be wasting her time.
No.
I was being honest.
Patrick, other date that you had, was that a first date, obviously, or had you been dating this other gal for a while?
No, it was a first date.
So you went on a first date, kind of a group date. Met Phoebe randomly because you took a picture of her or something like that, and then just basically ditched your other date?
Guys, if you met Phoebe, you would understand. Like,
no, that's not the point. That's not the point.
Amazing gal.
His date was so wonderful. It makes me want to cry just talking about this. I feel like I did something wrong, and even though I had no idea.
trust me, you didn't do anything wrong. You are incredible.
Patrick, why are you acting like this is okay?
Listen, Phoebe,
I don't even know if I want to do anything wrong.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I take full responsibility for this. I want you to know you did nothing wrong.
She knows that. Saying that feels gross. Yeah, that she knows she didn't do anything wrong. She was there. Somebody else didn't show up for the date. But Patrick, this other woman who shows up thought she was the one on the first date with you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. We were there. We were supposed to meet. I did not know Phoebe was going to be there.
No, I get that. But you blew off this other woman, and that just shows such a lack of respect, Phoebe. Is that kind of what we're getting at here?
I mean, I have to tell you, look, I'm a girl, so I'm male. Yeah. Maybe my opinion doesn't count, but she's like a beautiful girl. She was so sweet. I was completely horrified when I found out my night getting stood up by a guy, that's bad.
And did she know?
Having a date with a guy who's seemingly on a date with another girl at the same time, like, that's even worse. I feel so bad for her, and I didn't tell her what had happened, and I feel bad about that.
Oh, wow. That was my question.
Okay. I just left. Yeah. I freaked out and left. And
right.
Like,
good for you.
It's just bad.
You didn't want any part of
bad.
It. So here's what we're getting at, Phoebe. Is it a no? Is it a no to see Patrick again for a second? Okay,
you're
sorry.
Asking me?
Yeah, all right. I guess
Patrick, don't be like that.
All right, guys. Yeah. Patrick, it's a no. You know what that means. Part of the agreement is you won't contact Phoebe again, please. And you might want to block that number, Phoebe.
I promise I won't.
All right. Okay,
Phoebe,
guys.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
I didn't mean
didn't
to feel so disrespected.
Okay. Didn't work out. Phoebe, thank you. Patrick,
guys, thank you for being like on my side and understanding.
Course.
We're trying.
There's no other side to be on.
Patrick,
here.
What was the other gal's name? You want us to give her a call?
Probably you should.
I don't think we're going to do that. Patrick, you're on your own. And thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.